laugh till our stomachs hurt and to give us hope and joy. Thank you for showing God's love to everyone you encounter in every minute of the day. Since you first held me in the palm of your hand, you've shown me love. Thank you for all of the sacrifices you've made to make my dreams come true and for always believing in me. I love you more than words, and I am forever proud to call you my dad. Introduction. Thank you so much for listening to my book. It represents the culmination of a process that's been ongoing, sometimes painfully, for nearly a decade now, where I'm finally coming into my own as a performer and a woman, and finding myself at a place in my growth where I can fully accept who I am. It is my honor and privilege to share my story with you. I remember looking up through the window of my room or my parents' car, and I was always dreaming. I've always been a dreamer. I've always been a girl of faith. My family raised my brother and me with the foundation of Jesus and faith. I grew up going to church, and I carried my beliefs on with me as an adult. As you will see, God has carried me through my entire life. He has shown up in ways that left me awe-inspired and forever changed in ways that I never even thought were possible. That is what I'm most excited to share with you. I hope this story can inspire your faith. It is time for me to let my true voice and heart shine out. So that's what I'm going to do every day of my life and on every page of this book. This book is for all of those little girls and boys who look up at the night sky, searching for the dazzle of a falling star, daring to hope that their wish will come true. All I've ever wanted to be since I was a little girl is to be a light in this dark world and in this dark industry. One of my favorite Bible verses of all time is Matthew 5:16, which says, "Let your light shine so before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." I hope that this book can be a light to you, and I hope it leaves you changed the same way that my own story has left me changed. Chapter 1, The Worst Best Day of My Life. "It looks like everybody's here," I called out. I was in my usual spot in the back seat of my parents' car, staring out the window at everything we passed, thinking and daydreaming as I always did. When we parked, I swiveled around, noticing the familiar cars that belonged to all of my family members parked in front of my aunt's house on a street of oak trees and single-story homes in the south side of San Antonio, Texas. Abuzz with nervous energy, I couldn't sit still. Bubbles of excitement rose within me. I felt as if they might float me away. I've always been a deep feeler. When I'm happy, I explode. And when I'm sad, my heart is completely broken. My soul aches. When I witness unfairness in the world, I just can't bear it. And when I'm looking forward to something, I burst with anticipation. This September evening in 2012 was a combination of every kind of high and low, all at the same time. Yes, on this night, my excitement and emotions were off the charts. Most everything was as normal as could be, except that this was the biggest night of my life. Although it was officially fall on the calendar, the air when I stepped out of the car was a hot